in its ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings!
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it. That unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
We can change.
Yes, we can. One heart and mind at a time. This is Jay Parker on The Center Path. It's the 14th of March. What is going on here? Lovely. All right, sorry about that. Just getting Mark in here. Okay, it's the 14th of 2024. This is The Center Path on revolution.radio. That was another inspiring show, Miss Rowe. I'm listening to a lot of Tom Campbell right now, talking about the Matrix and the Great Blue Pyramid holodeck we're in. I mean, I've seen the Blue Pyramids twice. And then, you know, Tesla said there were 25 dimensions. NASA says there's 11 dimensions. And we're obviously getting chemtrail nanotech poisoned. Just That's more than I can take. That's all I gotta say. Nothing but fun. Anyway, my guest tonight is Mark Passio, Tavistock Institute's favorite comedian, the head of the Eloy Dissatisfaction Society, the two-spirit Dragon King himself, Mark Passio. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Oh, God. I mean, I just...
It's a loaded question these days, I know.
it's just unbelievable that we actually paid to have this done to us.
Speaking of the chemtrail operations, boy, I don't know if you saw it 2 days ago, but the entire skies in our region of the country were blanketed entirely. There were so many planes out, you could barely count them. Just
laying plumes down. They must have a new formula of vitamins.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's simply, you know, we could pay attention to the digital takeover of our bodies. I mean, it's all in PubMed. It's all in, it's on YouTube. You know, different honest scientists are talking about the, you know, Internet of Things. And we're a thing. I mean, you know, we're just, chattel. I mean, listen to Tom Campbell, talking sure. about the illusionary nature of the matrix that we're in. So,
we're biochemical, electrical beings. And we take information into ourselves, and therefore we're capable of being programmed, and we're capable of deprogramming, we're capable of reprogramming. I mean, this is what we have to really come to understand, is that they're attempting to epigenetically program us. And we have to understand the difference between nature and condition, the difference between what something its nature is to do versus the condition that it can be put into through programming. This is what you talk about all the time on your show, is the programmable state of a human being. And it's really one of the key pieces of hidden knowledge, of occulted information, that the rulers of this planet really, really do not want people to understand. And I'll tell you what, even though it's sort of out there in the open, I find repeatedly that people reject this concept more than any other possible piece of teaching, with the possible exception of what Satanism truly, really is. You know, that's the one that religion has really programmed people not to understand, to refuse to understand. And, you know, the programmable state is right up there with it. If not, you know, number one, it's right behind not understanding Satanism as the things that humanity is the most resistant to learning. And, you know, this is what I find is really the mission and the crux of my work, is to really get people to understand these two things.
I'm just, you know, Mr. Rowe has been doing what I jokingly refer to as the Yuval Noah Harari dance hour show. I mean, just, he finds these tapes of these guys, like tonight he had Klaus Schwab on, mm-hmm. and it's just digital vomit for your brain and soul. And
imagine, they're writing books that millions and millions of people are buying, reading, and taking into their mind and then acting upon.
And they're saying, like Obama says, Yuval Noah Harari is his favorite author.
Imagine that.
This, I mean, you've got to be beyond reptilian together.
I mean, he's absolute and complete and utter Satanist. I mean, this guy is, his thoughts are as satanic as Satanism gets. And people would not associate it with Satanism because they still really don't know what Satanism is. You know,
see, that's where I have to stand up.
Okay, go ahead.
And say, you know, I think Yuval Noah Harari is such a piece of it that he's actually taking the good name of Satan and dragging it through the gutter.
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate. But, you know, going back to humanity's resistance to the truth, religion is such a gigantic part of humanity not understanding the truth.
Well, and this is part of, you know, they use the same playbook over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And just like Operation Trust and Operation Trust's plan,
right?
This, the book of Revelation, it was in the Bible, it was out of the Bible. It was in the King James. It was out of the King James. Okay? I mean, in 1611, they, you know, who ran the program to make the authorized version?
Council of Nicaea. Constantine.
Well, no.
Oh, no, you're talking about much later.
Yeah, I'm talking about the actual English
Sir Francis Bacon. Francis Bacon.
And who was Bacon?
The
illegitimate child of Elizabeth I and Robert Dudley.
And at one point, the head of the Order of the Rose Cross, the Rosicrucian Order.
Yeah. What we're talking about is the lizards have been programming us for eons. And now it's finally coming to fruition because now they have their Atlantean technology back in place.
It's really amazing that Christians, people who call themselves Christians, and I should say people who...
Well, Mark, you don't have to do anything because Jesus is going to do it.
He's got this. I mean, that's it.
Tyson's fighting... soon.
Yep.
That's all I care about.
Just kick back. You know, no work required on your part. You know, that's it.
Absolutely.
Yep. I mean, as long as you're, you know, you believe in something, that's all that's required. And this world can just, you know, completely go to hell in a handbasket and people aren't going to stand up and actually take any real world action to prevent that from happening. You know, people who laughingly these days call themselves Christian would not understand the mindset of the Christ figure if it ran them over like a freight train. You know, if you just go back to biblical allegory in Genesis, again, people, and I've reiterated this many times, but I think it's worth repeating, is that people don't even really understand that they have this concept in their mind of not only human nature, but they have this concept in mind of humanity's flawed nature as original sin. And really what the Bible is saying is the original transgression against the creator of the universe, the expulsion from Eden, the fall, etc., has nothing to do with, you know, eating a fruit from a tree. It has nothing to do if you take a literal interpretation. It has nothing to do even if you take an allegorical or symbolical interpretation of many people insist that the original sin against the creator was sex. You know, you hear this ridiculous, nonsensical interpretation is Adam and Eve disobeyed God by having sex and creating on their own, and that's why they were expelled from Eden. These are completely ridiculous, nonsensical interpretations of biblical allegory.
That was rejection of the law of God.
That's it. And how? Specifically how? So if you... actually look at the interpretation of the idea of eating, quote unquote, eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, it really, again, as I've said many times on my show, on your show, on many other people's shows, it was not consumption. People look at this translation to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It didn't mean to consume, to eat. It meant to take it upon oneself, not to take it into oneself. So if you translate it as taking it into oneself, then you come up with the wrong allegorical interpretation, meaning to eat or to consume. But if you really translate it properly, the wording in the original Hebrew was to take it upon, not into oneself. To take upon oneself means you're assuming the role as arbiter. You are taking that choice upon yourself. In other words, you're not discovering what truth is. You're not discovering what good is. You're not discovering what evil is. You're not discovering what right versus wrong actually is. You are instead taking it upon yourself to be the arbiter of right versus wrong. The original sin, biblically, is moral relativism, the idea that mankind can make up its laws and usurp the place of the creator of the universe and the laws of the creator of the universe by becoming the arbiter of right versus wrong. And this is what all government is, and this is what all government does. Any so-called Christian in the modern day stating that they believe that government should exist, should continue to exist, is somehow in any way imaginable morally legitimate, is an absolute Satanist. They are Satanists in Christian clothing. They are de facto Satanists, meaning that they are Satanists in their deeds, in their mind, in their deeds, in their hearts. They're satanic. They are not of God. They are not of the laws of the creator of the universe. They believe that man gets to arbitrate and usurp the place of the creator of the universe by creating his law. And that is all anybody who believes in government today or thinks that it should exist or should continue. If you believe yourself to be a moral being, you are the biggest liar and con artist on earth. What people who believe in the laws of man are believers in the usurpation of God to become usurpers. People who are claiming to claim the throne of the Creator and make laws like the Creator of the universe instead of actually discovering the laws of the Creator of the universe and aligning one's behavior to those laws, the true laws of morality. And what I find is this is the thing that is the most resisted against. Modern day Christians and people in the truth movement and people in the freedom movement, they're almost all complete believers in the satanic religion called government. They believe it's moral. They believe it can be justified. They believe it's necessary. What they are they're fearful, de facto Satanists. See, this is the thing, is that people have to understand what the religion of Satanism really is. The religion of Satanism is not the worship of the Christian devil. Satanists themselves want dumb so-called Christians that are nothing of the kind. They're not Christians at all. They just call themselves that. They want dumb people who call themselves Christians to believe in the interpretation of Satanism that the Satanists themselves are trying to get them to believe in as Satanism, when in fact, real Satanism has nothing to do with the worship of the so-called Christian devil, this embodied deity, evil deity that's a red goat or bull with horns and hooves and a pitchfork and a tail, you know, a spiked tail. This is some ridiculous, nonsensical child's interpretation of evil. And the Satanists love that dumb people believe that that's what Satanism is the worship of this invented evil deity, because they don't want humanity understanding what Satanism really is. Because if you understand what Satanism really is, then most people will come to realize that they themselves are Satanists in their deeds and in how they think. Their thoughts are satanic. Their emotions are satanic, and ultimately their behavior is satanic. And what they condone is in alignment with satanic ideology. Every single Christian on this planet, calling themselves a Christian, I should say, who believes in the concept of government is a de facto Satanist. They are a Satanist in their mind. They are a Satanist in their emotions. They are a Satanist in their deeds, in what they believe in and what they put out into the world, because the original sin against the Creator, the All-Father, the laws of the creation itself are the actual original sin is moral relativism, the belief that humanity can usurp the place of the Creator of the universe and invent their own man-made laws instead of actually recognizing and aligning their behavior to the laws of the moral laws of the Creator of the universe. In doing so, in creating the arbitrary difference between right and wrong that could be chosen and changed over time, over distance, over circumstance, at one's whim, in the world, calling that man's law and government, that is the very definition of the ideology called Satanism. And if you don't think so, and if you believe your absolute childish, ridiculous, nonsensical, given to you by Satanists, interpretation of Satanism as the worship of this red horned devil creature, you're not only wrong, the people who believe this utter junk, they are small, little, retarded children in their consciousness. That's what they are. They're ill-educated, retarded children in consciousness. And I'm saying that to a large portion of the listening audience, most likely, because I know that there's a lot of so-called Bible-thumping Christians out there in the world who believe in this literalist interpretation, and they believe that the army is a bunch of good people. They believe that the Marines, the Air Force, the whole armed forces, they believe in the police, that they're somehow well-intentioned people. They believe in government, that it has to exist. They're Trump believers. You know, they're believers that he's going to be some savior figure for us. And they don't understand that the very concept of authority vested in humanity is usurping the place of the Creator of the universe and its laws, its moral laws. And in the very belief in that ideology, they have become Satanists. That is the religion of the world. The belief in authority is the religion of this world. And everybody who has taken on that banner of belief and that ideology is in their soul a Satanist. That is the very heart of the ideology called Satanism acting in the world. And if you think that's not a correct interpretation, You are 100% completely incorrect and wrong. And you need to reevaluate your thinking, and you need to stop your mind from its ego-based BS chatter that goes on, that rambles nonstop, repeating the lies of your nonsensical religious interpretation of the matter. Because I'm telling you this not from any book knowledge. I'm not telling you this based on a belief system like most of the people out there have. I was directly involved in the satanic religion operating in the world. I was a clergy member of the satanic religion. And I'm attempting to explain to you what the ideology really is, how it operates in the world through government, and how they are taking your mind and converting you to their religion. That's their entire playbook, is they're collecting minds and souls, and they're inculcating you into their very own religious beliefs and turning you against the creator of the universe and turning you into a de facto Satanist. That is what's really happening in the world, and they have almost everyone. They have over 99% of human beings, well over 99% of human beings in their religious mindset. That's their genius. That's why they're the chess masters of the world, because they take people and inculcate them into their religion in a hidden way, in which the people who are buying into and believing in their satanic religion don't even know that they've been converted to Satanism. The people out there who believe in government don't even understand you're Satanists. You're not Christians. You're not Jews. You're not Muslims, you're not Buddhists, you're not Taoists, you're not Hindus, you're Satanists. You're Satanists in your mind, you're Satanists in your heart, you're Satanists in your actions, and you're Satanists in what you advocate that others do, in your condoning of this sick, twisted, worldwide religion called authority. That is what the evil force within all of creation that it was originally called Satan from the Hebrew ha-shatan, the adversary. It means the adversary against the laws of the creator of the universe, the adversary, the force in the universe that is the adversary of natural law, that is the adversary of true morality. This is why all religious traditions give people false, conflicting views of what moral behavior versus immoral behavior actually is. It's all subjective opinion and moral relativism. And instead of actually learning what the true laws of morality of the creator of the universe are, people are latched on with complete religious brainwashed fervor to their nonsensical BS interpretations of what morality actually is, instead of learning what true objective morality under natural law actually is. And therefore, they continue to be enslaved themselves, and they continue in their dumb, ignoramus, complete naive ignorance to enslave others. That is exactly what's going on here. That's what's been going on here on this planet for hundreds of thousands of years. Not hundreds, not thousands, not tens of thousands, but for hundreds of thousands of years. And because of the ego-based, complete resistance against the truth and against true morality and against the true laws of God, this species continues to willfully choose to remain in that ignorance and willfully choose to continue slavery on this planet, to continue it for themselves and continue it for all future generations of children that are to come after us. And it's not only sick, it's not only demented, it's not only completely immoral, it's a cosmic crime. It's a crime against God. It's a crime against all of creation and all of creation's laws. And this species is guilty. 100% guilty in their completely resistant to truth, black hearts.
I spent, the first 7 years of my life being subjected to Illuminati, MK Ultra, Monarch Mind Control. And every Sunday after church, we would go to a group meeting of Satanists in the Church of the Marquis of Hell. And they had a Baphomet sculpture hanging on the wall. And it was done kind of like a little bit like with branches and the green. It had kind of like a Green Man look, but right. it was a horned demon kind of thing. But in all the years that I was with them, I never saw them singing a hymn to Baphomet. Right. I never saw them giving it any time of day.
It was a symbol of the law of correspondence.
It was a symbol of a mindset.
Right.
It was a symbol of what they liked to do was rape and torture children, because that's the way they could get to the Godhead more than someone that had more brainwave patterns.
Right.
If you're in a hypnagogic state, you're as close as you can be to the spirit of Godhead. And so you want to torture them because you're feeding off of that Godhead energy, and you're torturing that child, but you're also hurt. You can't hurt God, but what I'm saying is, their attitude was, look what I'm doing to this child,
right,
and you can't stop me, God.
It's flying the middle finger in the face of the creator, right. That's their whole ideology.
That's their whole mindset is, I'm going to be the boss.
Yep.
I don't need you. I don't want you.
Yep.
I'm going to decide what's right and what's wrong. I am the king of morality. I am the prince of moral relativism.
Yep.
I can make my own laws. And what did we get for that, Mark?
Yep. Slavery.
We got a society that is so corrupt that you can have absolute, unequivocal genocide going on in Gaza with the carpet bombing of civilians. And
Jay, if you told
the wholesale murder, and there's 50% of the population
cheering it
probably
on.
Probably more than that.
Cheering it on.
Cheering it on.
Yep. If you told people what was going on in this world, the just putting sexual perversions directly in front of small children and championing it and putting it on a pedestal and almost worshiping the people that do it as heroes in our society, people would have laughed you out of the room 20 years ago. And I'm telling you today, 20 years from now, if humanity is even still around 20 years from now, we're going to work society. The Satanists of this world are going to work society into the place where televised rape of children is championed and practically worshipped in our society. That's where they're going to take this society. They're going to make it that satanic. I'm telling the very listening audience that allegedly says that they want freedom, but doesn't understand the slightest bit in how freedom is actually created in the real world of nature, because they largely still believe in the very conceptual idea called authority vested in man, vested in human beings. And they don't understand that is Satanism. That is satanic ideology in and of itself. And see, Jay, the symbolism that your, quote, church / cult used when they're displaying the concept of Baphomet. And again, you could look at Baphomet as simply the representation of the Hermetic principle of correspondence. That which is above is like to that which is below, which means that things are essentially organized in a self-similar capacity across scales of creation. This does not necessarily have to mean that that is an evil concept. It's simply a concept about fractals. It's a concept about the very large resembles the very small. The universe resembles a cell or an atom, okay? And what they're using it as is a very dark and often could be construed as an evil concept, because they're basically saying that they want to organize society in that self-similar pattern, with the masters being at the very top, but giving people below them their very own mindset and religion, albeit a watered-down lower level of their religious mindset that the people at the lower level don't even recognize as Satanism. It's selfishness. It's moral relativism. Mm. It's the belief that we should have a pecking order of authority, which is social Darwinism. And ultimately, we get to make up all the laws. We get to be the arbiters of morality. And by doing so, we are embodying the very original sin biblically of biblical allegory, which is moral relativism, usurping the place of the Creator and the laws of the Creator. Being God. That is who and what these Satanists are. They want to become God. They want to be the lawgivers. Do you see? Instead of obeying the laws of creation and ultimately prospering and creating order in the long term, they want to usurp the place of the Creator. They want to become God on this planet and make the laws in the Creator's name. They want to, instead of finding out what its laws are and then aligning their behavior to it, they want to rule in a hell world instead of be a part of the organic structure of nature and creation. This is better, the ideology of it's better to reign in hell than rule in heaven. They're going to create a world of complete slavery where there's masters and slaves everywhere. Everybody simultaneously a slave and also trying to give orders to people underneath them acting as a master. You know, and people still believe following orders is a virtue. They still believe the military are good people. They still believe they are good people. It's utterly and completely amazing that people have been worked and conditioned into this mindset, and still to this very day, even with all the information you and I have tried to put out there about what this ideology of Satanism is, people still reject the truth. They still think that they know better. They still think that they know more than us, even though we were directly involved, had our souls scared the living crap out of, with you obviously traumatized and tortured far, far worse than what happened to me. I was just had, you know, my mindset completely opened up, traumatized to a certain extent about what I saw in the power structure and how it was organized and how it had completely infiltrated every aspect of our entire civilization. And so it scared me straight.
That's the thing people do not want to recognize, is that the Illuminati, the Satanists, control every aspect of this society. They want to pretend that they're the good guys.
Yep.
Our country, we're the good guys. Well, ask yourself this, if you're into symbols and steganography, why's everybody got a flag with red, white, and blue in it?
It's really amazing how many people still insist that they themselves are good people, when in fact their mind and their heart is 100% satanic. They don't even understand that they are Satanists because they don't understand what it is.
If you're not 24/7 in your heart and mind saying, broadcasting into morphogenic field, hell no, I won't do this, then you're a Satanist.
They don't even understand how to say no.
If you have no resistance to what's going on in this society, if you're like shrugging your shoulders, saying, oh, well, what can you do? You can't fight City Hall. Let me tell you, why did Christ say to his disciples, be prepared to be a martyr? Because every time, and George Carlin said this really well, how come every person, leader that stands up and says we should love one another and blah, 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 this and that, gets a bullet in the head? You can't seem to connect the dots to that?
People just hate the truth. They hate the truth, and the truth is what God is. See, they haven't made the fundamental connection that God is truth, and the concept of Satan is the inversion of that, which is lies, deception, complete believing in things that are untrue. It's the complete rejection of truth, and the religious, the fervorous religious belief in that which is completely wrong and immoral. And you know what I would really like to do in this interview today, Jay, in this segment? I would like to share with your listening audience the results of a social experiment that I did back in 2019 with some helpers, where we went out into the city of Philadelphia, and yes, this was limited to one city, but we went to different neighborhoods within the city and interviewed hundreds of people for just really asked them quick survey questions to see where their consciousness was. And I want people to note this was before the COVID psyop, okay? This was before that. So I want to put that into a framework or a context that if we redid this today, the results would probably be even far worse because of the COVID psyop and what that did to people's consciousness in our society. But I want you to listen to the results. And, you know, obviously it's not going to be, you know, really, really long interpretations. It's just percentages and what people said, what they said they believed in. We asked them very simple questions regarding human morality, okay? And the results are so disturbing and appalling. And I'm telling most people, even the listening audience here would probably fall into a lot of the same categories. They probably fare a little bit better. But when you hear where our culture is, where our society is, and you think just because, oh, it's a leftist town, oh, it wouldn't be that bad elsewhere. Believe me, it's the same anywhere we've ever done this experiment. No matter how conservative the area is, no matter how liberal it is, no matter how left-wing or right-wing the politics of the area geographically are, the results are invariably, almost statistically identical, which shows you that all of humanity is infected with Satanism and satanic beliefs. It's not just people in left-wing politics. It's not just people in, a certain aspect of our society or a certain geographic region. It's everywhere on the entire earth. This is what almost all people believe. This is what's going on in their minds and in their hearts. And I want you to really listen to these results. Really pay attention to the social experiment results that we got. Because you could do this yourself. You can go out on the street corner. You could do this experiment. And you could just ask these questions to people. Okay? And when you hear what people think and believe, if you don't come to the conclusion that this society is completely captured and enthralled by Satanism, then you still do not understand what the satanic ideology is. Listen to these results. We didn't do it a particular order. We did have an order, but I'm going to go a little bit out of order as to what the actual questions were, because I'm going to start with something that most people should understand in the modern world, and yet they completely don't. We started with a question that wasn't exactly about morality, but we were trying to get a feel, do people really understand what the occult is at all? And we asked people, could you define the word occult, O-C-C-U-L-T? 95% of everyone that we interviewed could not correctly define the word occult. The simple English word, occult, that not cult, C-U-L-T, occult, O-C-C-U-L-T, occult. Occult means hidden, hidden from sight, secret. Esoteric, not commonly known by the average person, completely hidden from the average person's awareness, but often held for a secretive set of initiates to have and to understand. So that's all the word occult means, is hidden. Occultism is hidden knowledge. Just like what Satanism really is, just like what natural law really is, just like what objective morality is, what rights are. These are things that are deliberately hidden from almost everybody in our society, because the Satanists of our world do not want people to understand the true difference between right and wrong, what the Creator's laws of morality are. They want you in their satanic mindset believing that everything is relative. So 95% of people did not know what the word occult meant. Right off the bat, that means about 95% of our society not only has no conceptualization of the occult world, they don't even know what the word means, let alone what the information within the occult world contains or consists of. 95% did not know what natural law meant. They could not give a simple working definition of natural law, which are the non-man-made, eternal, and immutable laws of the universe that ultimately govern the consequences of human behavior. When we act in the world, if our behavior is in alignment with objective morality, we receive a result that is orderly, that is prosperous, that makes us free. If we act outside of the moral laws of the universe and we act in an immoral capacity, humanity goes deeper and deeper and deeper into enslavement. That's what natural law is. That's a basic working definition. And it's amazing that even 5% of people got a basic enough general definition of natural law that they gave back to us that we said, yes, that's essentially the correct answer. But 95% of human beings, just like they couldn't define a cult, could not give us a basic, simplified working definition of natural law. Now, here's where it gets, if that's not scary enough, here's where it gets really crazily scary regarding where human beings' minds are at. 68% of the people that we interviewed, almost 7 out of 10, just shy of 7 out of 10, said that morality is a subjective construct, meaning it's completely relative and human beings get to make up what right and wrong are. 68% were moral relativists.
Absolutely, Mark.
We're doing great.
We're talking about getting on the winning team.
We are doing so well as a species, Jay, that it's just such a bright future in store for us, let me tell you. Almost 7 out of 10. And this is before the COVID psyop. Could you imagine where we're at now, 5 years later? So almost 7 out of 10 people are moral relativists.
That's
a full third, 32%. of interviewees that we interviewed in this social experiment 5 years ago said there's no such thing as free will. Almost one out of three people said human beings are essentially a computer program or a computer algorithm that does not have the ability to choose their own behavior. Imagine that. One out of three people believe we do not possess free will to choose our behavior. This is demented, satanic psychopathy. It's demented, satanic psychopathy. And this is where this is the zombie apocalypse. The zombie apocalypse isn't people like getting a disease and becoming hideously disformed and then eating people's brains. This mindset is the zombie apocalypse, and humanity are the zombies. They're the walking and living dead by what they believe, by what they think, by what they condone. Here's the next statistic. Zero of all interviewees could correctly define a human right. And yes, there is such a thing as the correct definition of a human right. A right is an action that does not initiate harm to another sentient being. That is what we have the right to do. See, it's contained right there, the right to do something. It means taking an action, the right to behave in a certain way. A right is an action that does not initiate harm to another sentient being. Zero people gave the correct definition. We were giving people leeway that if they just worded it somewhat correct, we would say that's correct enough, and we'll say you basically understand the working definition of a human right. No one was even close. Almost every single person that we interviewed said that rights were resources, food, shelter, clothing, water, etc., medical resources, medical care, etc. They believe that that these are rights when access to things like that may be our rights, but the things in and of themselves are simply resources and are not what a human right is. A human right is a behavior. It's an action that does not initiate harm to another sentient being. No one knew this. Zero. Not one soul out of hundreds of people. And I guarantee you, if you do this interview yourself, if you do this experiment yourself, you will never get a correct answer from another living soul. Almost no one on this planet knows what a right is. So if you don't know what a right is, that means by definition you don't truly know what a wrong is. Because if you don't know that a right is an action that does not initiate harm against another sentient being, you will not know what the actual transgressions against human rights are. You will not know what the wrongdoings are. You will not know what the behaviors that do initiate harm against another sentient being are, which are murder, assault, rape, theft, trespass, coercion, and deception. The true seven deadly sins, unlike the false and completely ridiculous version of the so-called seven deadly sins that are taught in modern-day Christianity, which are all vices, which are not the initiations of behaviors against another being. 0% of people could correctly define a right. How could anybody who can't define a right consider themselves moral? How could you possibly consider yourself a good being if you can't even define what a right is? You haven't even thought about it to the extent that you could spell it out for another person. Imagine this. And then in the next breath, you'll blow smoke up my rear end and everybody else's. You'll urinate on us and tell us it's raining and say, I'm a good person. And we'll get to that statistic in a moment. No one could define a right. How could you possibly think you're a good human being? How could you possibly defend and protect rights if you don't even know what the hell they are? Here's the next statistic. Almost 8 out of 10 people that we interviewed, 79%, said rights come from human beings. We get to make up what rights are. More then said morality is subjective, even though this is a direct construct of moral relativism, that human beings get to make up what rights are and that rights actually come from humans because we invent them, because they're subjective constructs as morally relative concepts instead of things that are actually found and discoverable within the fabric of nature. Imagine this. 8 out of 10 human beings think that human beings invent and create rights. And this is perfectly consistent with exactly what's happening in our society. 100% perfect consistency. 8 out of 10 people believe rights come from human beings. Imagine this. The next statistic, 53% of people we interviewed believe some human beings have rights that others don't. They do not believe that there is such a thing as equal rights for everyone, for all human beings. They believe there are privileged classes of people that actually possess human rights that other people lack. And I'm not talking about like saying, oh, you have the right to go and buy this much food because you have this much money. No, we explained it. We're talking about inherent rights as a being, not your privilege in society. We explained that dynamic to them in asking, in the posing of the question. Over half of people in our society believe some people have rights that other people don't. They believe in the inequity or inequality of human rights. Imagine that. And of course they do, because they believe in authority, which is the next statistic. So almost 3 out of 4 people, a full 3/4, 74% of people we interviewed in this experiment said the concept of authority exists inherently in nature. The exact opposite of the truth. Rights exist inherently in nature and are not human constructs. The concept of authority does not exist in nature and is a human construct. 3 out of 4 people said authority exists in nature and is an inherent aspect of the natural world and not a constructural idea of the human mind. This is where we're at, folks.
Well, we'll be back in a few minutes. This is The Center Path on Revolution Radio.
We'll be right back after this message.
Hello, my name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday, 1700 hours Pacific Time, that's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Thank you. Mountain High Time, 2 hours of an organization to the madness, discussing the ever-changing dynamics of being both physically and mentally prepared for a plethora of possible outcomes to our future and present. A look into the latest technologies, new scientific discoveries, and how they might be used in connection to the human domain and controlling it, ancient cultures and places. Be warned. This is an opinionated look through headlines. Guests that are not afraid to question the narrative. A little bit of crazy ramblings of a stoner conspiracy factist that pushes constitutional concepts. The place and the time are the same, another dimension we call Mountain High Time. Saturdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Mountain High Time. Right here on Revolution.Radio, where information never sleeps and truth breaks the spell.
The original machine had a base plate of prefamulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fam. The lineup consisted simply of 6 hydrocoptic Marzal vanes, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal lotus o-deltoid type placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator, every 7th conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
And we're back. It's Jay Parker on Revolution Radio. This is the Center Path. It's the 14th of March, 2024. And I'm talking to Mark Passio. Once again, in our End of the Human Race series.
That's right.
And basically, we're not unredeemable. And I want people to understand the finished work of Christ. You know, there's nothing stopping you from standing up and aligning yourself to the Godhead. There is no sin, there is no guilt, there is nothing stopping you from aligning yourself completely to the Godhead. The only thing stopping you is you're listening to lies.
That's right.
And
you know, I want to say that people believe humanity can't change. That's false, period.
It is
That's
false.
In and of itself is a lie. We are capable of changing what we think, how we feel, how we behave, because ultimately that is all going to be a product to an extremely large extent of the information that we've taken into ourselves. See, this is the difference between nature and a condition. And what I'm talking here about here in these results, these social experiment results, this is the current human condition. This is not human nature. Human nature is one of the most important concepts to understand, and the occultists understand it. That's why they're currently directing the condition of humanity in a certain direction, because they understand that the nature of humanity is that we're a programmable species. And if you don't understand
understand the programmable state,
right,
you cannot get on the center path to the Godhead. You have to understand 95% of your beliefs and your actions come from your subconscious.
That's right.
Not your conscious mind. You have to go in to your subconscious and clean out the garbage. If you don't take the garbage out, I don't care. You'll just end up being a hypocrite.
Jay, before I get back into the results, because I want to get to the punchline of the results, because these social experiment results have a hilarious punchline that I just can't wait to spring on the listening audience, because it should be a total knee slapper with huge belly laughs all around when I tell you the last result of this experiment. But before I do that, regarding your very, very, very true statement that without the understanding of the programmable state, you are not going to be able to get into the subconscious and unlock the things that are actually holding us back from aligning ourselves to true spirituality and the true laws of the creator of the universe. And this is the thing I find the most resistance to. People do not want to understand the programmability of the human species, because then it places themselves firmly within the crosshairs of personal responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they don't want to learn the programmable state, which is one of the most deeply hidden secrets of all occultism. In the whole occult world, that is some of the most, that's like one of the holy grails of knowledge in occultism, is truly understanding the programmability of the human species.
As
they understand it, and we don't.
The most important thing to the Illuminati, to the Satanists, is the collective subconscious.
Yes.
It's numero uno.
Yep.
Because poisoning the morphogenic field and social engineering through academia and religion is what gets us where we are.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it any better. That is 100% true. And that's what audiences like this and audiences still just do nothing but follow the whole political analysis and the financial analysis need to get on to the understanding of human programmability and the programmable state. If you don't understand that, you really don't have the master key of getting out of this prison that we've created for ourselves. Let me get back into the experiment results and rattle off some of these statistics. I'll go through them a little bit faster because I want to get to the punchline. 7 out of 10 interviewees said that they believe the authority derived by governments, in their mind, is morally legitimate. They believe it's in keeping with morality, almost 70%. 69% said authority of government is morally legitimate. Then you'll ask people like that, well, if it's legal to do the same behavior here and over and across this imaginary line, it's illegal to do it, then you're telling me there's really no such thing as a human right, because your right can be denied here and you could be allowed to do it here. And they'll say, yeah, that's perfectly consistent in their mind. This is how they're in complete cognitive dissonance. They're in complete satanic dissonance. This is what Satanism wants to do with the mind. They want you to believe contradictory things simultaneously, because they want you to believe there's no truth. There's no truth objectively, and there's no truth when it comes to morality. That's mm-hmm. what satanic relativism is. 64% of interviewees say government is necessary to prevent chaos. And that's pure fear injected into the population, telling people that if you don't have masters and owners, that everything will degenerate into chaos.
Absolutely. That's why after the revolution, Massachusetts for 2 years did not have a state government.
Right.
Because they needed it so much.
Yeah, they were doing just fine, you know.
They had no government.
Yep.
For 2 years, Mark.
And they wanted to put Tories out of the state as well. And they mm-hmm. were starting to do that. And then people said, oh, that's too extreme of a measure to deport Tories. No, we got to reintegrate them into our society and treat them as our brothers and sisters, when these are the people who had just basically told them, we want you to be slave to a king, you know? So But let's go back to this. 64% said government is necessary to prevent chaos. 78%, almost 8 out of 10, said taxation is morally legitimate. To thieve by duress, by the pointing of a gun or the threatening of putting somebody in a cage, you'll give over an arbitrary percentage of the fruit of your labor, whatever we say, or you'll be put in a cage, or we'll just steal from you what we say, whatever percentage we think is right for us to steal from you. That 78% of people believe taxation is morally legitimate. 78% said it's necessary for society to function or it would collapse into chaos. 63% of interviewees said drug laws are morally legitimate and prohibition should be exercised, which is essentially enslaving somebody by saying, I'm going to tell you what you can and can't put into your body. If I can tell you what you can and can't put into your body, that's a claim of ownership on the body, people. See, you want to think, oh, it's just so moral that we can tell people you can't put this into your body, you can't put this into your body. The claim on someone else's body of what they can and can't put into it is called slavery. If you believe in prohibition, you believe in slavery. If you believe I'm going to confiscate whatever amount of the fruit of someone's labor I say I want and I need for society to function, quote unquote, you believe in slavery. See, this is what Satanism is. Satanism is the legitimizing of slavery. And this is what most people in this very listening audience still believe in, because they're believers in government. They're believers in authority. They want Trump to come to the rescue. They want anybody to come to the rescue who's an authority.
Daddy's going to save us, Mark.
That's right. Except don't bring personal responsibility anywhere near me. See? Because then we'll kill you. Then we're going to come for your head. We'll put you on a cross. You know, because you're telling me I'm responsible for my own life? How dare you? That's pure satanic ideology, and most people are firmly entrenched within it. Couple more results. 71% said driver's license or licensing is morally legitimate and necessary. Again, more fear. Oh, you think a piece of paper that someone carries with them means that they're a responsible driver? I don't know what could possibly make someone a bigger moron, you know. 43% said people have a moral duty to obey unjust laws. Think about that one. Almost half of people say even if the law is unjust, that the slaves still have a moral duty to follow it, to obey orders. Imagine that.
I think Jefferson said that.
48%. Right. Said that they believe following orders is a virtuous human trait. Almost one in two people said that order followers are virtuous human beings. This is how degenerated of a condition humanity exists in. This is how stupid people are. This is how immoral people are. Imagine that almost one in two people say following orders is a virtuous trait. This was in a super liberal place. Imagine what in a really out of control right wing environment they think about the cops and the military and all the other order followers. That number would probably shoot up to 80% in a completely right wing community. It's bad enough that it's 50% in a left wing community. I mean, this just shows you what immoral trash of a condition humanity has been worked into by the Satanists of this world. 64% said an order giver is more culpable than an order follower when harm results. Imagine that. Almost, that's two out of three people say if someone gives an order and then somebody else actually does violent and harmful behavior by following the order, that the person who told the person to do it is more responsible than the person who actually did it. Imagine this. Two out of three morons in the world believe that if you follow somebody else's order to go and harm somebody, that you're not more responsible than them for just saying words to you. Imagine this. This is how dumb this species is right now.
I call that success.
That's satanic success, all right.
Yes, it is.
Okay, here's the two last ones, right? 74%, 3 out of 4 people said the ownership of firearms is not a human right. You don't have a right to own a piece of defensive weaponry to be able to defend your rights and your property. That's not a right. They want to abolish the ownership of firearms because they believe it in itself is a wrongdoing. Imagine this. To own a piece of property is a wrongdoing. This is how crazy people are. They're completely mad. They're insane. This is mass madness. This is insanity. This is satanic insanity. And here's the kicker, folks. You ready now? Get ready. I mean, you better sit down for this one, okay? Because you're going to laugh so hard that you're going to fall over, okay? And guess what? This applies to most people within the sound of our voice tonight, Jay. You ready for this? Out of all those people who just gave all of those sick, satanic, twisted answers that show that they're completely immoral people who don't know what rights are one single solitary bit, 100% of all the people that we interviewed said that they believe themselves to be a moral individual. Could you imagine that nonsense garbage? Could you imagine the amount of complete bull crap that they're spouting out of their mouth about themselves, just completely lying about who they are? Not one person said, I really don't know the difference between right and wrong. I'm not truly a good person. Not one. This is human vermin. Human vermin. And that's not the human nature. That's the condition that humanity currently exists in and is trapped within because of our satanic ego. The ego has become completely satanic and has latched and locked on to satanic beliefs. See, this is the crux of my work, and most people, I'm so vitriolic these days, and I take it really easy on somebody else's program out of respect. On my own program, the velvet glove has come off, and the iron gauntlet has gone over the hand, and I'm smashing people with the iron fist on my show, and it's brutal.
Yeah, I talked to you about this.
Yeah.
You know, and there are people that, you know, feel that your presentation mode is telling people that they're, you know, basically unredeemable.
No,
and,
that's not
and
what
the
I'm
thing
saying.
Is, and I'm just saying that these people are so mind-controlled that you really can't hit them too hard because it'll just trigger the subconscious programming of click, turn that off.
Right.
They're talking about things that don't exist.
In a way, I'm really currently only trying to appeal to the strong at this point. Like, I really have let those people go. And if other people want to continue to try to work on those people, that's great. That's what I'm asking for. I'm asking for more people who can present things in an even less detached way. Because the thing that has really dug a deep, boring hole into me like a drill is that I've been trying to teach two basic concepts, and after 17 years of repeating myself, I cannot get two basic concepts through to the thick skulls of this completely made into a degenerate species. Mm-hmm. They are not like that by default. And
true.
That does not have to be the way that they continue to be. Right now, they are choosing to remain in that degenerate state.
Correct.
That's their condition, and they're unfortunately choosing to remain in that condition, which is why I've been really letting out a lot of vitriolic steam toward those people who are resistant against the truth. For the really strong that will remain, I'm not talking about them. I'm asking for their help in morally educating those people because I can't do it myself. And quite frankly, I've really reached my limits in my own life being able to repeat things and say things to really, really, really dumb people who are choosing to remain to be dumb instead of to morally educate themselves and allow themselves to be morally educated. I really have reached my limit in being able to completely repeat myself to the remedial class and the retarded class, quite frankly, of humanity. So it is what it is. And, you know, I'm going to maybe attempt to curb that a little bit. I'm trying to work on my rage that I feel almost 24/7 at a species that should know better by this point, because there's so much information about what real morality is at this point that for people to ignore it, it's an overtime job. I mean, you're just working your rear end off 24/7 to remain in the dark, to remain ignorant. And it's because they want to remain little children with no personal responsibility to change the world for the better. They think that's in somebody else's hand. They think that responsibility doesn't belong to them. And again, what they're really doing, if you want to be, let's get real and talk straight about it. They are committing a cosmic crime against the creator of the universe to participate in the continuation and the condoning of the slavery of an entire species within the universe. And that is a cosmic crime against God. And that makes them Satanists. That makes them like demons within the creation, demons within the cosmos. They are taking on that role. They are not demons in and of themselves, but they are behaving like demons, because that's what Satanists and that's what the quote demons of the cosmos really are doing, is they're trying to give other beings their mindset to corrupt them and bring them into their satanic chaos with them. And that they're completely succeeding. Evil is beating this species from pillar to post. They are beating us like Tyson would beat up on some ham and egger boxer who acts as a sparring chump at some local gym someplace that never was in an actual professional fight. And Mike Tyson, in the prime of his career, is unloading combinations and vicious, vicious uppercuts on their jaw every second. That's how bad humanity is getting beaten by evil right now. And
that's
why
Tyson's going to fight July 20th.
Yeah, against Paul, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Should be interesting.
That's going to be more exciting than what you're talking about, I'm absolutely sure.
I mean, who needs to learn about objective morality when you could just kick back and watch some probably prearranged nonsense? You know,
as long as you have a bag of Doritos and some Bud Light.
I mean, there'll be no rebellion as long as those are still on the shelves. You know,
just, you know, I'm not into results. I'm just like Max Egan. I'm not into results. I do what I can. I say what needs to be said. I throw it out into morphogenic field. I'm here for SRAs. And, like, you know something? What happens, happens. At this point, I just am not getting upset, because
right,
I have a deep respect for the Illuminati. The fact that 15% of the worldwide population is possessed, dark occultist, child sacrificing. You know, it's like 800,000 children disappear in America every year. It's not even something that is talked about, Mark.
What do we need to pay attention to missing children
for? It's so corrupt. And when you listen to Jordan Maxwell talk about the corruption of the banking system,
sure,
and the Vatican, it's like, oh my God, this is, you know, it's like what I saw with the police saying, well, you know, we know what's going on with Arden. Better luck in the next life.
Could you imagine all of the clowns out there who worship the human institutions like the military, like the police, like religion, like the education system, like the medical system, and believe that these people are trying to help people, are trying to tell people the truth, are trying to raise humanity out of the current deplorable state that it's in? I mean, I'll quote what Dwayne The Rock Johnson just said on a recent wrestling show. He called one of his opponents a walking clown emoji. That's what the people who believe that the institutional bodies of humanity are helping the earth are. You're a walking clown emoji. You're not even a clown. You're a digital representation of a clown in shorthand. I mean, that's how bad it is. You know, that is how bad where we are at mentally, psychologically, and spiritually. It's disease. We're in a diseased condition. We can't even recognize the disease that we're in. We're so ensconced in it that we can't even recognize we're sick. It's like a person who has dementia. You know, they don't know that they're completely mentally ill. They don't know that their mind has deteriorated. That's where most of our society is at. And see, Jay, I'm not upset in the sense that, like, I know I'm okay, right? I've said this before. I could die in the chair I'm sitting in the next 10 seconds, and I know that my soul is okay, right? So in that sense, I'm not attached to this world, right? But the things that are still bothering me about where humanity is at is, number one, you have access through the internet to all of the information that you need to get your mind right. You have access to all the techniques. You have access to all the information that you need. And you're still choosing to believe that authority is legitimate. You're still choosing to remain in fear and believe that government is necessary. And you still believe that you're good. You're good.
You know, one thing about – I'm living here with Catherine Waters. Mm-hmm. And really, you know, she tells a lot of truth.
Of course.
And she has a program here on Revolution Radio, the Family Industrial Complex on Wednesday at 4 o'clock. And the thing is, we have to come to realization this is a – child abuse society.
That's right.
It's a child abuse society.
And the parents are doing that to their children and perpetuating the abuse victim cycle by teaching them lies, by perpetuating and teaching them the deception, by telling them that government is moral. You're teaching – people out there are teaching their children Satanism. Let's face it. Parents
they're
have become the purveyors of Satanism.
Money is real.
Which is Satanism.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the whole satanic structure and construct is the monetary system, of course. See, the parents aren't raising children.
Not
raising
at all.
Raising literally is an occult term from the third degree of Freemasonry. Being raised. You know, you're entered, you're passed, and you're raised. Entered means you're taught the information that you need to know. Passed means you've developed the heart-based intelligence that you need to have. And raised means your actions are going to be in accordance with the laws of creation because you did the previous two steps of being taught the necessary information intellectually and then developing the true heart-based intelligence that you need to have. You know, that's what true raising is. It's an occult term. We have not raised our children because we haven't given them the information that they need. We haven't seen to their proper spiritual development and growth, their psychological, emotional development and growth, none of that. They don't have any intelligence. They don't have any heart-based intelligence. Most of them are complete cowards. You know, most of them are apathetic and don't care and only care about themselves. That's not raising anything. That's failure at being a parent. You failed.
Well, if you
want
to raise a bunch of weeds – I think they're succeeding really good. I mean, right now, I would look at the vast majority of people as NPCs, non-player, you know. They're just – they're existing, but they're not really living.
Yeah, they have no power to change.
When you make a commitment to the universe, and the universe and the Godhead starts teaching you and training you, everything changes, Mark.
Yep.
Everything changes. You're no longer bored. You no longer need drugs, alcohol, sex. You don't need anything but more knowledge and more growth.
Right.
And this is what has been taken away from our species. Critical thinking and, you know, understanding the morality of nature. That everything has a place, and you came here to do a job.
That's right.
For the growth and evolution of consciousness.
Yep. And the human species, yes.
When that is taken away from you, there's nothing.
See, people are so off their mission. They've never even found their purpose. And all of our collective purpose right now is to get humanity out of the condition of human slavery so that we can continue to learn and grow and evolve. And our evolution as a species has been stagnated. It's been stopped in its tracks. We'll never evolve past this point.
We're going in reverse at 1,000 miles an hour.
That's right. Absolutely. And see, this is what bothers me. Let me attempt to explain to the listening audience where my level of frustration comes through in a calm way, okay, since I'm not doing this on my show. And I want to put yourself in a position. You learned the secrets of the enemy's encampment. You learned how they're doing what they're doing, all the methods that they use. You're trying to come to your own people and go, this is how they're kicking our rear ends. Here's what they're doing. And your own people say to you, no, 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 no. We want nothing to do with any of that. You're wrong. They've never spent.
Once a Satanist, always a Satanist, Mark. You know that.
Yeah. Imagine no one can change. See, if I've ever completely been deceived in the past, then I can't ever really learn and grow from that. Do you see how sick?
You know, like my father used to say, you can never really know.
Yeah. And people believe you can never really change. They actually that humanity is incapable of change because they believe this thing as bad human nature and bad people. I saw it today. I saw somebody posting a video of a violent fight and somebody like just hitting somebody for basically no reason because he didn't like the way he looked. And somebody said, how does somebody become like that in our world? And someone correctly answered, because they were never raised, truly raised by their parents. Their parents did an absolutely crap job at the only job they had once they had a child, which was to properly, morally raise that being, is the parents' job, and they completely and utterly failed at it. That's the correct answer. The parents didn't bring them up out of the condition of ignorance, which will lead to immoral behavior. And that's the only job they had, because probably they're basically in that condition themselves and just don't care about doing their job as a parent. Oh, they can have sex and put out a child into the world, but don't dare ask them to morally raise that child. No, we'll sit them down in front of the TV. We'll throw them in a classroom for 10 hours a day, let the state raise them, quote unquote, raise them, you know. And then people chimed in and say, no, see, you just don't understand. This is that person's nature. This is the biggest thing that the two things I get still can largely be triggered by and really get upset when I hear complete ignoramuses spout their nonsense, that they believe that that's just a person's nature and it's not the condition that they have been worked into through bad information, through junk food, through horrible diet, through horrible circumstances, through a bad culture, everything around them working on them to put them deeper and deeper into a degenerate satanic condition. It is not nature. The only nature a human being has is that we are capable of being programmed through information that we receive and take into ourselves and then inform our behavior by. If you have not still made that fundamental recognition that that is universal truth, you don't pop into the universe behaving a certain way. You behave a certain way because of all the events in your life that programmed your behavior. There is not a nature of a being when you pop into creation, when you come out of your mother's womb. You don't have a nature other than you're a being that can be programmed. That's it. You're a living, breathing being that can be programmed. That's the nature of the human being.
That's why it's important to listen to Jordan Maxwell. It's important to know the information by Joe Dispenza and Dr. Bruce Lipton.
Yep.
And if you don't understand that we are absolutely the most incredible programmable species and that we're being programmed by reptilian Satanists that control this world. I mean, if it's not obvious to you by now, I really don't know what to say.
They're broken children. That's what most people on this planet are. They're completely devastated, degenerate, broken children. And they don't have to be. See, the people don't even understand what a master key, just what I've laid out in this, what you and I have laid out in this interview tonight, let alone all of the work that we've put out over the years. This is the master key to unlocking the entire human condition of slavery and then becoming a free species, evolving and going on to who knows what unimaginable heights we're capable of reaching. You know, we would look unidentifiable to ourselves if we become a true free species and go on to become a type one civilization and beyond. We would not even be recognizable to ourselves right now. See, this is what upsets me still. It doesn't mean I'm completely attached to the outcome. It means when I see squandered potential because people want to latch on in ego to completely nonsensical childlike beliefs instead of opening up their mind, expanding their worldview, growing a little bit as a being, turning the inward eye onto themselves instead of constantly try to look external to themselves and externalize power instead of internalizing their power, it just bothers me. And that's the correct emotional response.
Well, one should not feel
stoic and dispassionate and unbothered and not angry. Those are things that, like, false spirituality teaches one to be. It doesn't mean that you have to lose your mind and have reactionary things around every corner, reactionary emotions around every corner. But you can't say to people, don't get upset. Now, I tell people, imagine two black slaves in a field.
Mark, on a plantation. I'm upset at this situation as much as you, but I refuse to epigenetically release the hormones and the cortisol of anger and beat myself up about it.
Okay. I mean, that's definitely
as angry as you are, but I refuse to go there.
Right.
As far as, you know, really getting worked up about it, because I realize, you know, these people are mind control in a society that is, you know, a child abuse world view system. I mean, when not 800,000 children disappear a year, I mean, 78,000 children disappeared, according to Department of Homeland Security, in 2022. They don't know where these children are. They came over the border, but they don't know where they are now.
Yep.
Why is this not a scandal? Because you live in a society of child abuse.
They're going into satanic torture dungeons is where mm-hmm. they're going. You know, one of my favorite bands, the Misfits, have a song called Where Do the Girls Go, which is all about that, you know, and they talk about, you know, the child trafficking in a song lyrics version. And, you know, it's basically about that. And again, our society doesn't care. Like you said, as long as there's a fight on the TV and Doritos in the snack box, who cares? You know, and that's what Satanism is. Satanism is not caring about anything but your own creature comforts. That's what Satanism is. By that standard, almost everybody in the world has been inculcated into Satanism. If you understand, it's just egotism and not really caring about anything outside of your own creature comfort. Almost everybody is like that on the whole planet. There's a tiny, less than 1% handful that actually cares at all about anything outside of themselves. If you want a name for Satanism, all you need to do is call it egotism, call it selfishism, whatever you want to call it, selfism, egotism, selfishism, doesn't matter. Satanism is the force that wants to make you only care about you. And not care about, not for a minute, look outside yourself. It's how can I prosper? And I don't care who I have to step on to do it. I don't care what injustice continues to prevail as long as I'm getting a paycheck. And that's what everybody in government is. They don't care about what they do to anybody else. They don't care how unjust the conditions are. They don't care who they steal from. All the people condoning for government to continue, you don't care who it hurts. You don't care what happens in the future to devastate human freedom even more and more and more. And you believe government should actually continue to exist. You think that police are good people instead of satanic order followers. You think military are good people instead of satanic order followers. The very concept of following orders is spitting in the face of God. It's saying, I don't care about what right and wrong are. I'm just going to take a paycheck to do whatever this person over here tells me to do because I don't want the moral, the responsibility to really learn what morality is for myself and then align my behavior to it. Every single order follower is a coward. Every single order follower is a gang member and a moral gang member. Every single solitary order follower is a complete piece of trash as a human being. It doesn't matter what you think you're doing or who you believe that you are. You are an immoral piece of trash if you're following the orders issued to you by another human being. And that's all any cop and soldier ever has been in any culture in the history of humanity. In the history of humanity, there has never been a time when following orders is a moral or virtuous thing to do. If you say, I'm following somebody else's orders, and you're proud of that, believe me, that is something you should not be proud of. If you say, I'm proud of this person for being an order follower, believe me, that is not something you should be proud of. That's not a person you should look up to or a person you should be proud of. And how many people are like that in our society? How many people condone all of the behaviors and beliefs of order followers? How many people tell them that they're good people when they're not? It's almost all of this whole listening audience. Let's face it. It's almost everybody within the sound of our voice, just about, with few exceptions. Here's the thing. What upsets me, Jay, is...
But Mark, without them, the world would break down to anarchy.
Oh, God forbid. We wouldn't have masters. Yeah, the state of not having masters. Imagine that people think, this is how satanically, robotically programmed they are and brainwashed. They believe that the condition that means that there are no masters or slaves, anarchy, meaning no masters, no rulers over other people, no authorities over others, which is slavery, no slavery, meaning freedom, actually means the opposite. It means chaos, lawlessness, disorder, and leading to complete degeneracy in society instead of order. No, not having masters is what leads to freedom and order and peace and prosperity. See, people, Satanism is teaching you that the very thing that enslaves you is what keeps you free, unharmed, prosperous, is somehow necessary, is what you have to continue to believe in and condone. That's the genius of Satanism. It's the complete inversion of the laws of God, and yet you put it up on a pedestal as God. And that's what authority is the usurpation of God. It's the usurpation of the creator of the universe and its laws.
And the total lack of belief in God, the lack of knowledge of God.
Right.
Because once you understand that you're to be a member of the body of Christ and that you have to find where you fit in that body and fulfill your purpose in the body of Christ. It's like, you know, I don't know what to say other than, you know, for years I had the book, Tavistock Institute for Human Relations, and somehow I gave it away to someone, and I tried to find it again, and it was gone. That book now was out of print, but it now is in print. And I'm saying, if you want a gut punch as to the social engineering to understand what Mark and I know, then you can go to Amazon right now and you can order the book Tavistock Institute for Human Relations by Dr. John Coleman.
It's really great that they've issued another printing, because that's one of the most important books.
That book is without a doubt one of the most important, mind-blowing books you'll ever read.
Absolutely.
Because once you read that book, you realize, wow, I really have been mind controlled, haven't I?
I actually used, on my ARC drive, there's obviously a digital copy of that book because it's one of the most important books ever written. And I use that book as a reference for some of the research in my Two Masks, Same Face presentation, The Dark Occult Origins of Nazism and Communism. Because in the beginning chapter of that book, Coleman lays out how occultists and specifically the origins of the Tavistock Institute, which was Chatham House, which grew out of the war propaganda office of World War I of London, which was obviously directly connected to the Crown of England, the royal family of the UK. He showed how they fomented the Bolshevik Revolution and funded it. And I put a lot of that information into that presentation, which just want to give people a quick update on that. It's going to be a 8-hour presentation, and we have it fully edited. The video is ready to go. I am currently making all of the artwork for it. And we're going to be duplicating the DVDs and flash drives, and then it will be up in my gifts area of my website at whatonearthishappening.com. You can click gifts, and you'll be able to get that. I'm going to project within 2 weeks' time. I don't want to make too hasty of a prediction that it could be maybe even before that, but I'm going to say I think I need at least 2 additional weeks to get all of the physical fabrication of everything made that I need done to then put this into the gifts area. It will be available on flash drive and DVD within, I'm going to say, about 2 weeks.
Yeah, so, when I was in the occult in Arden, the more affluent members of the Arden Society were Republicans, and they were more inclined to the Nazi ideology,
mm-hmm.
and the lower class working people were more inclined to the communist ideology.
Yep.
But it was just, I don't know, red team, blue team.
That's it. It's all Satanism.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Politics is Satanism. It's just softened forms of the more extreme.
Except for Trump.
Oh, of course.
Daddy is good.
I mean, that's Michael the Archangel incarnate, don't you know? You didn't get the memo on that? I mean, imagine that people believe that there's a political solution to any of this instead of the true solution, which is a moral solution. They don't understand you're never going to be able to legislate morality. Morality has to be chosen by the consciousness of the individual based on what they have learned and how they have grown into a truly moral being that doesn't support immorality anymore. All of the people who are supporting government in any capacity believe that slavery is legitimate. And then they get angry. They say that people who get angry about the continuation of government are reacting somehow wrongly. No, that's the correct emotional response. Imagine two black slaves sitting in a field on a plantation in Virginia during the Civil War era of the United States. And there's scars all over the backs of these slaves from being mercilessly whipped into submission to do the work that the master of the plantation commands them to do, keeps them like animals in a field. And one of the slaves is constantly angry and saying, I can't believe this is being done to us. This is so wrong. This is so immoral. I can't believe people support it. I can't believe people champion this. I can't believe people condone this. I can't believe nobody's trying to do anything to stop this. And the other slave looks at that first slave who's angry about their shared condition and says, why are you so angry, man? Could you imagine this? This is exactly what it is. To see that government is slavery and to see all the stupid, immoral people who will not come out of their condition of ignorance and immorality by an act of their own will. And they're still condoning that condition. And you're saying to me there's something wrong with my anger about that condition? No. You're the broken being. The problem is that you're not angry enough to do anything to end the slavery. See, this is the thing that sticks in my craw, Jay. People would rather complain that I'm angry about something that I'm justly angry about rather than go and do something themselves with their own energy. They have the energy to type on the keyboard and complain about my anger about the situation, which is the rightful response, the right emotional response. Yet they don't have the energy to go and actually morally teach their fellow human beings. No, God forbid, they don't want any part of that, right? Because that would take real energy. That would take real effort. That would take real response.
Hey, Mark, what would the neighbors think?
See, so that's the reason that I'm currently in still a pretty negative state. I don't even have so much attachment to the outcome as much as just take your nonsense elsewhere away from me. I don't want to hear your nonsense. I'm not interested in your complaint about me. I'm not interested. If you don't like the way I teach, shut it off. You're free not to listen. You're free to still remain an ignorant slave. That you're still doing harm as a result of remaining in that ignorance because you're helping to enslave everybody else. You're not going to escape the karma of that by remaining ignorant just because you don't want to hear me say the truth in a vitriolic way. It's your karma. You are free not to listen to the truth, even if it is angrily said to you, even if it is said to you in a way that you don't like and it upsets your delicate, flowery, snowflake sensibilities. Get as offended as you like.
You're terrible.
What I'm laying out is the harsh truth that humanity doesn't want to hear. And I know all of the great avatars over all of the centuries of humanity were murdered by people in this mind-controlled trance of satanic illness, satanic mind control that almost the whole human race has always ever been in. That's what the saying there's nothing new under the sun means. Nothing new has happened on Earth. It's the same slavery. Every day is the same exact day in slavery.
Well, I really think that, you know, we've gotten to the point where, you know, the Mercy Comet is not far away.
What a show it's going to be. with us and Disaster Area. I mean, I'm hanging out with Hot Black Desiato after the gig, and man, we're gonna be pounding down the rooms, me and Hot Black. I mean, I can't wait. It's gonna be the biggest show of the whole universe. You know, I'm gonna have a flyer made. It's gonna be called the Gig at the End of the Universe. You know, Mercy Comet and Disaster Area, baby. The loudest band in the universe and the most vitriolic band in the universe coming at you. We're going to play it in the restaurant at the end of the universe at Millie Way's parking lot. We're going to have this gig. All right.
When you really, and that's why I recommended John Coleman's book, Dr. John Coleman's book, Tavistock Institute for Human Relations.
It's fantastic.
When you read that book, it will totally destroy so much mind control programming in your subconscious, because you will see how socially engineered this entire world system is.
Yep. I'd put it up there in the top 5 or 10 books ever written in importance, for sure.
And I'm just saying, until you get to the point where you can look yourself in the mirror and say, I've been mind controlled, you have no hope.
And see, that's all people have to do, is just open up their minds to the possibility that they have been fooled. I'm not trying to deceive or fool anybody. I'm trying to get you to expand your mind, to open it up to the possibility that what you currently believe is not correct and is not going to lead you or humanity anywhere good by continuing to latch onto that belief. That's what Satanism does. It deceives. Satanism is the great deceiver ideology. It underlies and lies behind all of the governmental systems of the world, and all totalitarianism is just a mask on the face of Satanism. I think when people watch Two Masks, Same Face, they're going to really get an accurate understanding of not only the satanic ideology, but how government and its totalitarian forms really are Satanism, just with an elaborate mask put over the face that makes people think it's something else when it is not.
Well, thank God that now that they're going to give the president power to ban TikTok, any website or anything on the web that, you know, goes against a narrative.
Yep.
Daddy wants to protect us.
Thanks so much, Jay.
That's what you don't understand, Mark. Daddy wants to protect us.
Oh, they'll learn me eventually.
Thanks, Mark. So I'll see you Saturday, folks.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio. Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we